This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, some important and beneficial actions in the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, whosoever fulfills a duty in this month, in this blessed month, in this blessed month of Ramadan, his rewards will be multiplied 70 times compared to the same deed done during other months. Whosoever increases the salawat on Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam during this blessed month, Allah shall lighten his burden of sins on the day when he shall be lightening the burdens of other good doers. So if you want to be amongst those good doers who are considered to be good doers by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very easy tip to execute. Recite a salawat and peace and blessings on Prophet and his progeny, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Whosoever recites a verse of the Holy Quran during this month, he shall have the reward of one who has completed the recitation of the entire Quran during other months. Now come on, is it that difficult to do? Allah has provided for us freebies here, reciting one verse of Holy Quran, you know, and then contemplating about it, translating it for yourself, right? The rewards of it are magnanimous. O people, the doors of paradise are open during this month. So ask your Lord not to close them on you. And the doors of hell are closed. So ask your Lord not to open them up for you. The Satans are in chains. So ask Allah not to impose them upon you. This is from a tradition that has been narrated from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters, that's true that the Satan is chained. But remember, our nafs and the weaknesses within ourselves, they're not chained. You are supposed to chain them. You are supposed to control your desires. You are supposed to control your whims and wishes and your desires that Allah has not prescribed for you. This is all in your hands. Welcome back to your listeners. Today in this show, we are discussing some of the very easy tips that are going to get you over the line and on the side of the good doers if you perform them in the holy month of Ramadan. We have talked about reciting Quran, even if it comes down to one verse. We have talked about, you know, improving your akhlaq, because it is one of the challenging times where it's not easy to control your impulsive actions and anger and so on and so forth, right? And then we have talked about how shaitan is chained, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided this opportunity for you to excel spiritually in the easiest manner possible. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible and immaculate Imam, stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the best of the deeds during this blessed month, the blessed month of Ramadan? The Prophet of Allah said, O Abul Hasan, addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam with his kunya, the best of deeds during this month is to refrain from what Allah has prohibited. Brothers and sisters, when we talk to the ulama and the scholars of akhlaq and irfan, of ethics and spirituality, so on and so forth, they say that more important than just doing good actions is not to perform those actions that have been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think that, okay, it's okay, you know, I slipped here and there, one or two bad actions, but, you know, I'm doing so many good actions. Well, honestly, if you look at it, it's no justification for violating the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where Prophet of Allah is telling Imam Ali alayhi salam that the best action is to refrain from what has been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, sins are like holes, right, in a boat. Imagine a huge boat, and then this boat is really nice looking, really good, and really comfortable for traveling. But if you have holes in this boat, what is going to happen? It's going to sink. Sins are like that for our soul. Every sin that we may commit, it creates that hole in our soul. So make sure to keep your soul intact and not let those holes be made in your soul. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.